Blackstone Audio presents The Last Don by Mario Puzo. For Virginia Altman, Dominic Clary. Prologue. Quogue, 1965. On Palm Sunday, 1 year after the Great War against the Santo Dio, Don Domenico Clericuzio celebrated the christening of two infants of his own blood and made the most important decision of his life. He invited the greatest family chiefs in America, as well as Alfred Grunewald, the owner of the Xanadu Hotel in Vegas, and David Redfellow, who had built up a vast drug empire in the United States. All his partners, to some degree. Now the most powerful mafia family head in America, Don Clericuzio, planned to relinquish that power. On the surface, it was time to play a different hand. Obvious power was too dangerous, but the relinquishing of power was dangerous in itself. He had to do it with the most skillful benignity, and with personal goodwill, and he had to do it on his own base. The Clericuzio estate in Quogue comprised 20 acres, surrounded by a 10-foot-high red brick wall armed by barbed wire and electronic sensors. It held, besides the mansion, the homes.